It's good to have you with us today here at Covenant Minutes at Covenant Grace Ministry. On this Memorial Day, I pray that you will be blessed and be encouraged with family, but I also know you're going to go through various emotions, as many of you will visit the graves of those who have passed on before you, loved ones who are gone, and you're going to go through a whole plethora of emotions and feelings and a sense of even loss. Many of you have never even dealt with the loss of those who you have had to let go of. I want to share with you a devotion that I read the other day called Before the Tears Are Wiped Away, from a devotion I have called The Moment with God, Moment with God, a devotional on every biblical book. And this particular one looks at the book of Lamentations. My brother Tripp died unexpectedly when I was in college. When I returned to school, still shell-shocked from his funeral, I was met with a barrage of friendly fire in the form of Christian comfort. One after another, friends offered snippets of hope. God worked and always works all things out for good. God is in control. His ways are higher than our ways. All these things were mentioned. These remarks were meant to give me hope and comfort. They were received as notices that my grief was making everyone uncomfortable and I needed to get back to a normal sense of living soon. So I pushed my grief aside and I pretended to move on. Is that some of you today? In those dark days, I wish I had read Lamentations. Writing after the sacking of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, the author wails over all Israel has lost because of their disobedience to God. Lamentations doesn't provide quick, easy answers for grief. Instead, the movement through despair is slow and laborious, using language that anchors us deep in the nation's suffering. Words like anguish, desolation, and groaning. The author forces us to gaze in detail at the grotesque suffering of his people. He tells us of a nation abandoned by its closest allies. He narrates horrific stories of mothers boiling their children to eat them. He voices the unending weeping for all that was lost. Horrible, horrible. I mean, some of those things being mentioned, I couldn't even conceive of. It is as if there is inward work that must be done in the author, in the people, perhaps in us, before any of us are allowed to look forward to life after the misery. Amen. I often wish I had been given permission to mourn this way after Tripp's death. I wish I had told a friend about sitting in the waiting room, all night as his vitals crashed and then steadied over and over. I wish I had explained to someone how I felt when his wife had to make the impossible decision to end life support when it had become apparent he was brain dead. I wish I had told them what I had lost and would never have again. Instead, compelled by the constant hope offered, I ignored the grief and pretended everything was just fine. It wasn't until 3 years later, when I began writing out my anguish and slowly working through every detail, that I was honest about the turmoil inside. Lamentation abandons the appearance of superhuman emotional strength, which we often commend as godly strength, and opts for open mourning instead. It gives us permission to settle down into mourning, engage with suffering, and weep. Although hope is delayed in Lamentations, grief is always directed towards God. The writer drags us through his muck and then calls out to God, "See, Lord, how distressed I am. I am in torment within, and in my heart I am disturbed, for I have been most rebellious." Chapter 1, verse 20. He begs God to see his suffering, take part in his grief, and act in mercy. And when we are finally ready for light to pierce the darkness, Lamentation offers these words: "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Lamentations 3:22-23. The writer encourages the mourners to wait quietly for salvation, knowing that God will not cast off his disobedient people forever. we now know that this promise begins to have its fulfillment in the first coming of Christ and will be fully realized when he comes again. Lamentations even points to Christ. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. He has filled me with bitter herbs and given me gall to drink. Chapter 3, 13 and 15. The Savior pierced in the side and given gall to drink, suffered for us on the cross. And it's his suffering that enables us to look to the future, where every tear is wiped away. Revelations 21, verse 4. There is a season we go through in our life where we lose friends and loved ones. Some of us more than others. And some of you are considering that today as you visit the graves of lost ones, or you are telling stories of old family secrets and things. But in the midst of it, in our challenge, in our spirit, there is a place where we have to look and be honest with ourselves. And that is, have we dealt with what has transpired? Or did we give ourselves a chance, or did we just get through it? I have counseled many people in the past who never ever dealt with their mother or father's loss, or never ever dealt with situations in life where there was great grief because they had to be strong for everybody else. Now, for some, going to God and being able to unburden it at the altar of God can sometimes be more, let's say, reflective and powerful than any kind of human touch they could have in dealing with or conveyance of what they're feeling. And going before God, they can unfurl things, and the Holy Spirit can come and just tend to the need as they just express themselves openly without anybody around. And they and the Lord share that time together, and healing begins to take place. Then there are others that need that person to talk to, that person to share with, to be honest with. But in whatever way it might be today, and in our hearts and lives as we go forth and in the situations that we deal with in life, let us not bury it. Let us not just put it aside. Let us not just ignore it. Because the better we clean out the closet, let our lives and hearts be purified, let the Holy Spirit minister to us, and let God minister with his compassions that fail not, the better off we're all going to be. And we're going to be able to go forth. And there are folks that you know today that, quote, you know, they're trying to be strong today. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel grief. It's okay to go through some of those things. And, you know, sometimes allowing them to share it and to get it off their chest is the best thing you could ever do. God's love never fails. And he cares for you so much today. And he wants you to go forth whole. And God's love wants to reach out to you today. He is pierced in the heart by your love, by your tears, by what you go through. God cares for you. The Lord cares for you today. He has been betrayed. He has gone through troubles. He has gone through loss. When he lived here on the earth, and as he has seen his children move forth in life, whoever they might be, God is touched by his children. God cares for his children. His eyes are on his beloved. And so he cares for you so very much today. Amen. Remember, tears will be wiped away. There is a healing process, and Jesus loves you so very much. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch everyone who has listened to this devotion today, and you will bless them and encourage them and help them to have a great day here on this Memorial Day. But there might be those who are going through sorrows or who had never really dealt with issues of grief, loss. I pray that whether it's in your closet with them, so to speak, Lord, in private prayer, or whether it is with a loved one, or whether it's with their pastor or whoever it might be, they might unfurl themselves today or this week or in the next few days to come. And there might be a healing a comfort, a sense of peace that would come over them. And Lord, you would help them to truly move on emotionally, physically, etc. I pray the blessings of Christ and the mercies of God upon each and every one. And I pray the Holy Spirit to come and touch and anoint and minister to them, each and every one, in a very special way today, who's listening to this message. And I pray that you would, Lord, show forth your love to them and minister to them from the depth of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, show them that your compassion, that your love fails not. Amen. God bless you, and I pray that you'll have a great day, and the Lord will minister to you in a very special way. In Jesus' name, God bless you.